Glad you could join us.
On 98.5 KRZ.
Talking about this this couple on Reddit this week posted about how they keep their relationship going. It's mainly the guy staying out late, so the girlfriend fines him $50 every time he comes home late.
$50.
$50 every time. Now, Brandy claims that this worked great in her relationship. Tell us about it.
My ex and I, when we first started dating, one of our first dates we went on was his uncle's wedding. And we were helping to pack up all of the presents at the end of the day. And one of the presents that they had received was a jar. And there was instructions on the side, and it had different things that the people would do, from swearing to being late at any time, whether it was day or night, complaining about what the other one made or did. And each one had an amount attached to it, and okay. The money went into the jar. And when the money, or when the jar was full, you took that money and did like a little R&R trip or something fun for you guys to kind of relax and recharge.
Sure.
And kind of reset a little bit.
Kind of like the couple we were just talking about on Reddit, and she fined her boyfriend every time he came in late. Now, the key is it's your ex, so
yes.
This didn't work?
It worked, but he moved to another state with a job, and it didn't work long distance.
I got you. But you would recommend something like this for a relationship?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, we're still friends. I talk to him all the time. I've gone to visit him different times. I just have a job that I can't leave here, and he was taking one that was further away. It made sense for him.
Sure.
So we're still friends. It was mutual.
Who was the biggest offender, you or him? Who put the most money in?
Probably me. I complain a lot.
Okay, thanks.
I think it helped that you had more than one thing, so it wasn't just focusing on the fact that, you know, he was late most of the time as what he was being, you know, putting his money in for, but he was late to dinner, he was late to, you know, all kinds of things.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, no problem.